Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We also have to ask ourselves that very question: why is it that we have difficulty in interpreting the present time? Too often we wish to live in the past. But we pray that you will lead us into the future. And Lord, I pray that the message that I am about to speak is truly your message, one that is meant for each of us who are here this morning. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the message that you have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We live in a world where Albert Outler, who was a theologian and philosopher, says, and I quote, "The world hears the gospel when it sees it, when its witnesses are clearly committed to a more fully human future in this world and the next." End of quote. If our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, we must first be disciples. We must first be the people who put aside our own wants and our own desires so that we can live into the will of God. That we can do the work that God calls us to that reaches out to the lost of this world. They should be able to look at us and see Jesus living in us. Phil Maynard says, and I quote, "In other words, it's not service, S-E-R-V-E, U-S, but it's service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E. To be a disciple is to be a servant, and to be the church is to serve." End of quote. We as God's church cannot be the church if we are not being missional. I understand we support many missions. We support the food bank. In fact, we house it. You may have supported the ministry that Christ is doing, Socks for Soldiers. We have a box in the vestibule for the library to support supplies for our students at the Tyrone School. During the school year, you may help provide or pack backpacks for children to take home on the weekend so that they have food to eat. Thing things that we know as missions. And these are all great things. And I think that we should continue to do them. I think that we need to continue to support those in our community and around the world with those missions. But do you know what? Those missions are not unique to God's church. Those missions are supported by many people who do not even know the name of Jesus. People support those missions because they see a need and they think it's a good thing, and so they provide. So what's the difference between them and us? See, when we do missions, we should be unique in our mission. Not saying unique and not supporting those things, but unique that people can see something different about us. Unique because we have Jesus Christ to offer, and what we are offering is Him. And so how do we do that? That's what we're trying to figure out in our vision team of how God is calling us to be the church in mission here in Tyrone. I want to ask you a question or two, and this may be a question that you have been asked by other pastors, maybe even by the district superintendent. But if this church were no longer in this community, would this community weep? Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the people who are here or the people associated with Wesley United Methodist Church. I'm talking about the community. Would the people of this community weep if this church were no longer here? Would people even notice if this church were no longer here? You see, being a disciple of Jesus Christ leads us to a life of service. It helps us take Jesus Christ out into the world, out into our communities. Yes, the church is needed so that those who are here can grow in their faith. That those who are here seeking and searching will come to know who Jesus Christ is. But we are called to go out into the community. To those who do not yet know Jesus. To those who God is working in their lives, where He is pouring His grace out upon them in mighty ways, and they don't know what it is that they are searching and seeking. See, we have that answer because we have Jesus. And so it's about taking Jesus out into the community so that others can come to know Him, of who He can be for their lives, that they can confess their sin and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. And then it's about bringing them in so that they can hear His word, so that they can learn through Bible studies and Sunday school and being with one another, of coming into worship and being with their brother and sister, lifting our voices in praise as we sing to Him, to hear His word being read, to know that we are praying for one another, and to hear His message. See, in other words, when we are followers of Jesus Christ, we move from that missional giving to missional living. And missional living means that we are doing more than just buying an item or giving money to a certain mission. It means that we begin to build relationships with people. We build relationships with individuals who are out in our community who we may never have thought we would have a relationship with. Because our concern is leading them to the Savior of the world. So we do this both individually as well as in community. So what missional opportunities are open to us here in Tyrone, Pennsylvania? Has anybody ever explored that? See, we have to have that knowledge. We have to know what our opportunities of ministry are in order to do that ministry. And that strictly is what our visionary team is trying to do. And remember, you are all part of that team. We invite you to come out to those meetings. Because right now what we're trying to do is to figure out what God's vision is for us. How is God calling us to be His church? In order for us to know who the people are around us, we have to make contact with them, don't we? We have to go out and talk to them. We have to go out and see who they are, what it is that they are suffering from. I went to a revival service, and not the one that was recently held at Reservoir Park, but I went to this revival service and there was a young man there speaking. And I'm going to share something that he said, and I can't share it word for word, so I can't quote it, but it had such an impact on me. I'm fairly certain that most of what I say is exactly what he said. He said, "Had someone in the church not reached out to me, I don't know where I would be today." He said, "I've been in a lot of different churches. As I went to college, as I went to graduate school, and as I'm now employed in the workforce." But he said, "There's one thing about churches I don't quite understand. Why do we recognize and draw attention to the people who have attended church for 50 years that have not faithfully served God, other than showing up and sitting in a pew 1 or 2 hours a week? Why do we recognize that person who heads the fundraising to bring money into the church so that we can pay our bills? Why is it we aren't recognizing the people who are out in the trenches, taking the good news of Jesus Christ to those who do not know Him?" When he said out into the trenches, it immediately made me think of war. Did any of you think of that as I spoke those words? My friends, we are in a war. We're in a spiritual war. And Satan has a lot of power here on earth. We see it day in and day out as we see more and more people falling to the wiles of this world. So just as soldiers go to fight for the freedom of those we do not know, you and I are called to go out into the battle, the mission field that lies all around us, to those we do not know, so that they may come to know the freedom that can only come to them through Jesus Christ. We are called to be in mission right outside our back door. Joseph Daniels and Christy Latone wrote a book called The Power of Real, and they said, and I quote, "No matter what the issue, homelessness, drugs, crime, etc., the transformation process is started as some entity in the public sector begins organizing people for change. And the best entity to do this is the one that has or should have the divine vision, the church. End of quote. This is exactly what our visionary team is hoping to do. We're hoping to get the divine vision that God has for us, of how it is that God wants us to be in service to the people in this place for this time. Because this time is different than any other time. This time is different than 5 years ago. The world is rapidly changing. And so how is it that God wants us to reach out to the least, the last, and the lost, that their souls may be saved for all of eternity? We know we can't be all things to all people. That's impossible. We have many people with great ideas of things that we could do. However, we need to know what it is that God wants us to do. What is God's vision for Wesley United Methodist Church? For Christ United Methodist Church? How is God calling us to be actively involved in the lives that we are called to serve? Maybe a more important question is, are you ready to serve? Are you there yet? Are you ready to fight that battle that is laying outside of these walls? Are you ready to be in the trenches? Because if not, then what is it that we need to do here in this place to help you grow in your faith? See, I understand we can't be only about those outside of these walls, although that's where we're called to serve. But we need to be about helping those who are also inside of these walls. See, we can't go out and serve if we ourselves are not yet to that place in our faith journey. So I don't want anyone to ever think that those who are here are not important, because you are. You are of great importance, every single person. And I want to make sure that you're moving forward, that I'm moving forward on our faith journey. So for those who feel that they're ready to go out in the trenches, I cannot express enough how important it is for you to come to that vision team meeting. And as we looked into our Hebrews scripture, we only heard a portion this morning of Hebrews 11. But do you know that Hebrews 11 is called the Hall of Faith? Because it talks about those who were faithful to God's vision. It talks about those who felt as if there was nothing they could do, that they weren't able to do the work that God was calling them to, and yet they trusted God and they stepped out in faith. None of them were perfect. None of them knew exactly what it was that they were going to be doing. But they looked to God for his vision and how it was that he was leading them. So I ask you today, if there was a new hall of faith comprised from the faithful today, would your name be in it? Would Wesley Church's name be there? Amen.